listener production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Schell with your local news briefing. There's been some relief for regional Victorian homebuyers, according to the latest report from Domain, as Chief of Research Nicola Powell tells us.
We have seen house prices in regional Victoria decline. They're about almost 6% away from their price peak, which was all the way back in March of 2022.
The median house price in regional Victoria now sits at $560,000. Around Shepparton, house prices have actually seen 2.1% rise in the last quarter, while in the Latrobe Valley they've dropped 0.5%. Goulburn-Murray Waters issued an alert for blue-green algae in Lake Ilden. They say you should avoid contact with the water, as the algae can be toxic to humans and animals. More information is available on their website. It comes ahead of the unofficial long weekend, with dozens expected to descend on the region. Australia's road toll continues to climb despite the federal government's commitment to halving it by 2030. We sadly recorded 1,286 deaths on our roads in the year to April this year, the most recent figures showing 91 people have died on Victorian roads this year. Briefly, South Gippsland Shire have put out their draft 2024-25 budget for public feedback, and with the need for blood and plasma always on the rise, Lifeblood are keen to see a few more people around regional Victoria roll up their sleeves in the coming days. Here's Lifeblood's Executive Director of Donor Experience, Kath Stone.
Many donors are expected to take a four-day long weekend, the Sanzac Day, so we're calling on people across Australia to roll up their sleeves and donate blood or plasma now to help avoid any shortages.
Hundreds of appointments are available across Victoria, including 285 in Traralgon and 140 in Shepparton over the next 7 days. The Gippsland Stars are back on deck tonight in the VNL. The 23 and under side go up against the Southern Saints from 7 p.m. at the State Nebel Centre. And ahead of the next NBL season, Shepparton product Elijah Pepper has put pen to paper with the Perth Wildcats.